clearly demonstrated, and not for the last time, the total impotence of internationalist rhetoric in the face of Israeli intransigence. The Israeli government refused utterly to entertain the idea of Palestinian return, declaring not only that they would constitute a security threat, but that, quote, the reintegration of the returning Arabs into normal life, and even their mere sustenance, would present an insuperable problem, unquote. Given the realities on the ground, quietly supported by the UN's power brokers in the form of the United States and the Soviet Union alike, officials turned their attention instead to the question of relief. In late 1949, the UN created a new agency it called the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, to assist Palestinian refugees with the practicalities of their displacement. This organization, established as a temporary one, whose mandate would have to be re-upped over a few years, essentially marked the abandonment of the political project of a quote-unquote final settlement in favor of basic material relief for the displaced. The UNCCP, charged with representing Palestinian interests in the search for a political settlement, slowly withered into invisibility. UNRWA, charged with the non-political provision of practical aid on the ground, was serving nearly a million people by 1951. The introduction of these two organizations, representing their approach to Palestinians that purported to believe both in the necessity of immediate assistance and in the possibility of an eventual political solution, provided cover for the United Nations to make the decision, as one legal scholar has put it, quote, to exclude Palestinians from the universal refugee regime incorporated in the 1950 United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Statute and the 1951 Refugee Convention, unquote. This exclusion rested on two separate legal bases. The first was through the Refugee Convention's definition of the quote-unquote refugee, specifically in terms of the Second World War, as someone who had had to leave his place of residence as a result of, quote, events occurring in Europe before 1 January 1951, unquote, one option for signatory states, or, quote, events occurring in Europe or elsewhere before 1 January 1951, unquote, an alternative option, and now could not return, quote, owing to well-founded fear of being persecuted, unquote. It was a definition whose application to refugees from a now disbanded or ethnically reconstituted former colony was not at all clear, a circumstance Palestinian refugees shared with any number of other non-European displaced populations. For instance, the millions of people displaced almost simultaneously in the violent expulsions of Indian partition in the summer of 1947, and totally ignored by the makers of this new refugee regime. The second, arguably more functional basis for Palestinian exclusion was that no one could claim the protections of UNHCR, who was receiving aid from another UN organization. So in practice, the prior existence of UNRWA rendered impossible aid from UNHCR or protection under a convention. Though it was by no means a unique experience for a displaced person to remain unrecognized as a refugee and therefore ineligible for UNHCR protection, some specificities of the category of quote-unquote Palestine refugee gradually emerged. Apart from the short-lived United Nations Korean Reconstruction Agency, disbanded in 1958, UNRWA was and remains today the only UN agency to deal solely with refugees of a single nationality. Its mandate did not really clarify who counted as a refugee or what their rights might be, and in the first years after the war relief, providers often found themselves having to make essentially ad hoc decisions about who did and did not qualify for aid. As one CRADL worker in post-1948 Gaza noted, quote, we now feel the necessity of broadening our definition of refugee to include a considerable number of people who still live in their own houses, but have been completely deprived of any source of livelihood due to the fact that the land is in the hands of the Jews, unquote. Gradually, though, the UN began to enforce a procedural approach to Palestinian refugeedom, but echoed its practical approach to the Refugee Convention from which Palestinians were formally and legally excluded.